Finally today, when I first heard about the story from the world's Patrick Wynn, I was hooked. It's about the world's most precious chicken. Yeah, precious chicken. It's called the Ayam Chamani, and it is midnight black, triple black from its feathers to its bones. Patrick went to the Indonesian island of Java to pursue this rare bird.
I'm in a small village in Indonesia, and I never thought I would be so excited to meet a farm animal, but I'm about to see the most magnificent breed of chicken on earth. It's known as the Ayam Chamani, and just about every part of this bird is jet black, from its talons to its tongue. Its feathers and bones, its flesh and internal organs, they're all the color of licorice. I found the elusive Ayam Chamani outside Jakarta in a little backyard farm. The rare birds are secured behind an iron gate. The young farmer who raises them, Daus, has agreed to show me his favorite rooster. It's resting in a bamboo coop. He reaches in and tenderly pulls it out. Oh, here it comes. Wow, it's more stunning than I imagined. It's really black, but not dull black like a crow. It's got more of a reflective quality. Like a light shimmering on a puddle of oil. Can I see inside of its mouth?
Boleh dibuka mulutnya, Adam?
Wow. Well, even its tongue and its throat, it's like black all the way inside of it. That is an immaculate-looking chicken. This breed is native only to the island of Java, but these chickens are now shipped around the world as a luxury pet or, less often, an exotic meal. One U.S. seller calls them the Lamborghini of poultry. Around Java, an Ayam Chamani typically sells for about $80, a small fortune in these parts. But some specimens can sell for much more.
What's the most that an Ayam Chamani can sell for? I heard it can sell for $1,000,
$2,000.
The most, he says? Several grand. At those prices, it's definitely the most expensive chicken on the planet. But why? It's not all about the black feathers, Daus says. People really want the blood. They believe it's enchanted. And Ayam Chamani's blood can lift curses, he says, or heal all sorts of maladies. These powers are extra potent if the chicken's blood is also black as crude oil.
How about this guy? Does he have black blood?
Merah ini. Kalau ini merah.
It's red. Okay, so if he had black blood, how much more money would he be worth?
Lebih mahal kalau itu hitam itu lebih mahal.
Tapi kamu nggak ada di sini?
Nggak ada, kebetulan nggak ada.
It's much more expensive, of course, but he doesn't have one.
By the way, that's Sarah Sayekti, a translator. Daus keeps pricking the chickens to check their blood, but it's never black. In fact, he says the blood seems to be the only part of the chicken that isn't black. But he keeps hoping a magical black-blooded rooster will come along.
Sorry, is this an Islamic belief or is this from a different tradition?
Tradisi. Kalau ayam ini tradisi.
A local tradition, he says. Nothing to do with Islam. At this point, the farm owner, Daus's boss, steps over to intervene. Her name is Tri. She wears a turquoise hijab. And she rolls her eyes at all this spooky blood talk.
Do you believe that this black chicken has magical powers?
Agak ragu-ragu, ya, dalam agama, ya.
No, she says. Such beliefs are forbidden by our Islamic faith. There are zero magic chickens in the Quran. Also, black blood, she says, that's a myth.
Alas kakinya tuh harus pakai arang.
But she has heard that some farmers will dye the blood with charcoal or squid ink, all to charge crazy prices and rip off gullible customers. For most buyers, red blood will do just fine. They usually come here to drain the chicken's blood into a bag and then just leave the dead bird on the ground. That seems to bother Daus. He really adores these creatures.
So when you have to kill one of these chickens, do you feel bad about it?
Yeah, ada juga sih. Kalau misalnya...
He would feel terrible. He would feel sad because he doesn't have a heart to.
Oh, you're too soft-hearted to slaughter the chicken, so who has to do it?
Mungkin kakak. Ada juga.
His older brother will do it.
But the farm owner, Tri, she's not nearly as sentimental. All these lovely chickens, bled dry by customers and left on the ground, tree will carefully pluck out their luminous, dark feathers. Then she'll toss the chicken into a wok, fry it up, and serve it for dinner. The flesh may look otherworldly, but the flavor, she says, tastes just like regular chicken. For the world, Patrick Nguyen, Pondok Gede, Indonesia.
You have got to see the living version of this otherworldly chicken. You can at PRI.org. This luxury chicken ain't no $5 fill-up, that's for sure.